Under this expansion, essentially all waters in the country will be subject to regulation by the EPA and Corps, regardless of size or continuity of flow. And according to Ashley McDonald, Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, this has huge implications for the cattle industry.
Because we utilize the land across the country. So defining what a water in the United States is has the impact of causing numerous cattle producers to have permits, which, of course, are very costly and time-consuming. So we are looking at defining pastures as wetlands, everything in a floodplain being considered a water in the United States. Anybody that has any common sense knows that if you define anything in a floodplain as being a water in the United States that has the capacity to hold water, you're going to really shut down a lot of productive activity on that land. So, you know, it's very costly. It's going to be very time-consuming. And it's going to be a big headache for cattle producers across the country.
And NCBA is deeply concerned by this vast overreach by the EPA and the administration.
The Supreme Court, as well as congressional intent, tells you that Congress intended there to be a limit on federal jurisdiction. The Supreme Court has said that it has to have a significant nexus to navigable waters to be jurisdictional. Of course, EPA here has basically said that everything has a nexus and everything's going to be jurisdictional, which clearly shows that they believe there is no limit to federal jurisdiction. It also upsets the federalism principle that underpins the Clean Water Act itself. You know, the states are supposed to be the primary enforcers and implementers of the Clean Water Act. This takes all authority away from the states and makes all waters federal and therefore puts it under federal jurisdiction. It really usurps the state sovereignty, and I hope the states recognize that and are furious that the EPA is trying to take away their authority.
And thus, McDonald says NCBA will be submitting comments on the proposal.
Cattlemen and women across the country can also do the same thing. There are instructions in the proposal that let them know how they can submit comments themselves. And the other important thing is to talk to your members of Congress. Talk to your senators and your representatives. Let them know the devastating impacts that this regulation or this proposal can have on their operation, and tell their congressmen and senators to do something about it. You know, it's Congress that needs to clarify exactly what a water of the United States is, not the agency. And thus far, they have not been able to do that. And we really need them to actually sit down and define what a water of the United States is.
That proposal will be open for public comment for 90 days. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.